Here's to veterans from A Day in the Life of Dennis Day with Sharon Douglas, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant and his orchestra, yours truly, Vern Smith, and starring our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Veterans, a fast-moving quarter hour of entertainment and helpful information brought to you transcribed by the top-flight talent of radio in cooperation with the Veterans Administration, dedicated to the citizens who served in our armed forces, now working shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Americans to make a stronger and better America for us all. Before we join the trials and tribulations of Dennis Day, I'd like to tell you a true story about a guy named Joe. For Joe, the war ended in the mountains of Italy. He was severely wounded in the face and body and totally blinded. The Veterans Administration came to Joe's help with medical care and vocational training. Plastic surgery and artificial aids played their part. VA experts taught Joe how to detect nearby objects by feeling slight changes in sound and air pressure. Finally, he walked out of a VA hospital under his own power. Before the war, he'd had a little experience in raising chickens. So, under Public Law 16, Joe took training, the VA-guaranteed loan got him a home, an acre of land, a brooder house, and now he raises and markets his own chickens. He puts out feed, cleans troughs, does the chores, and gets along in fine shape, even without a cane. Yes, thanks to the benefits provided by Congress, Joe is now a useful working citizen in his home community. Remember, veterans, every step of the way, Joe asked for and received information, advice, and help from the VA, starting with top-notch medical care and ending in self-reliant citizenship. It's a fact that Dennis Day just can't stay out of trouble. Now, take what happened a few days ago, for example. Dennis had been acting very mysteriously all week, disappearing into his room right after dinner and never coming out again until the following morning. None of the Andersons knew what he was up to, but Mildred finally got him alone one morning and wormed it out of him. He had secretly entered, of all things, a short story contest.
A what?
A short story contest. A big magazine is holding it.
And you've entered it?
Uh-huh. $1,000 cash and a two-week trip to Miami, Florida as first prize for a story of 5,000 words. Of course, my story will have to run a lot less.
Why?
I don't know 5,000 words.
Well, is this story you're submitting any good?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a mystery story. I start off with this old man being found dead in a deserted house with a knife in his heart.
Oh, golly, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to the end and find out who killed him.
You mean you don't know who killed him?
No, and the suspense is unbearable.
Well, you certainly have a new idea for a mystery story.
I'll say. For instance, at the beginning of the story, my detective finds out he's a very sick man. In fact, he has only 9 hours to live, and he has to solve the whole mystery in those 9 hours. Isn't that new and different?
Oh, gee, that is original.
Sure. Let other writers steal their ideas from old magazines if they want to. Not me. This one came from last week's Saturday Evening Post.
Well, golly, Dennis, I sure hope you win that contest.
Me too.
Is the story almost finished?
Well, I haven't got the ending yet.
Oh, would you read it to me, Dennis?
Okay. I have it right here in the drawer. It's called Last Will and Testament.
Oh, gee, that's a wonderful title. Read it as far as you've got.
Okay. Last Friday, the doctor told me I had only 6 days to live. At 7:30 tonight, I'll be dead.
Well?
That's as far as I've gone.
In a whole week of writing?
Yeah, I do a lot of erasing.
Dennis, I think we'd better keep this story a secret between the two of us until after the contest, huh?
Well, sure, if you say so, Mildred.
Well, you see, there's a very slight chance that you won't win, and then everyone will be terribly disappointed.
Okay, I'll put the story back in the drawer. Gee, won't it be wonderful when I win that $1,000? I can buy myself the things I've wanted all my life. A nice place to live, an automobile, a mink coat.
Yeah. Who's that?
I don't know. Maybe it's your father. No, it's your mother. Oh, golly, I forgot. Today is rent day.
Well, you needn't be afraid to face her as long as you have the money. Isn't that so?
Yeah. Does this window lead to the street?
Dennis, you stay right here in this room. Come in, Mother.
Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Mrs. Anderson.
You know why I'm here, of course. It's rent day.
Gee, it seems like only yesterday I paid you last week's rent.
It was only yesterday. Now, I'd like this week's rent. Every one of my other boarders pays me promptly. Are you going to be the only one who's different?
No, ma'am.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to get one of the other boarders to stall you off, too.
Young man, I'm running a boarding house, not a charitable institution. Now, this is fair warning. Either I get my rent or out you go. Clean sheets for a boarder whose rent is always overdue. I must be crazy. Here, help me with this bed.
Yes, Poopsie. You know, you shouldn't be so severe with Dennis. I happen to know he's a very sick boy.
Sick? Why, he's as strong as I am.
Now, that's ridiculous, even when he's well. Don't you notice how he's in his room every evening and never finishes his meals?
Oh, it's probably nothing. Now, look, I'll dust the mantle, and you look in that table drawer and see if there's anything in it that should be thrown away.
Yes, Poopsie. In here, but some sort of a note. Oh, it's in Dennis's handwriting. Should I read it, Poopsie?
Certainly not. It's none of your business. Give it to me. I'm the landlady.
Here you are, my dear.
Last will and testament by Dennis Day.
For goodness sake.
Last Friday, the doctor told me I had only 6 days to live. At 7:30 tonight, I'll be dead. Why, that poor dear sweet boy is...
Tonight at 7:30.
And I've been so mean to him. Oh, Herbert, how could I treat that poor, dear, helpless, worthless boy that way?
He has just about 9 hours left. Oh, we ought to make him the happiest 9 hours of his life.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, let's be calm. When he and Mildred comes down, we'll pretend it's just an ordinary dinner like any other.
Very well, my dear.
I've never seen anyone so brave. To look at him, you'd never dream that... It's 7:30.
It's 7:25 now. He'd better hurry if he wants any dinner.
I think I hear them coming downstairs now.
Hello, everybody. Sorry I'm late for dinner.
Dennis had a few last-minute things to do.
Yes, of course, we understand. Here, dear boy, sit down right here by me.
Let me hold your chair for you, Dennis. There we are.
I tried to fix everything just the way you like it, son.
Yeah, it sure looks good, too. Could I have a plate, please?
Oh, here. Have some vegetables, Dennis.
And I'll give you some meat.
And here's some potatoes.
Thank you. Now, could I have a plate, please?
Oh. Pardon us. I guess we're all a little nervous.
7:29, Dennis. Better eat fast.
Yeah, that's right. I got to get back up to my room. There's something I have to do tonight.
Yes, Dennis, we know.
You know?
Yes. We saw your last will and testament, son.
Oh, I didn't want to tell you until after it happened.
Well, wouldn't that have been a little difficult, son?
Huh?
Oh, I know it's rough, Dennis, but we've all got to take the trip sometime.
The trip? Oh, you know about the trip.
Naturally.
I'm pretty lucky, huh? It'll be nice and warm down there right now.
You're sure you're going in that direction?
Oh, sure.
Oh, Dennis will love it down there, Daddy.
Mildred.
Oh, I will, Mrs. Anderson. Of course, it's a little crowded, but I'm sure they can make room for me.
It'll be good for him. He'll get a wonderful tan.
Mildred!
Oh, I never can. I'll just burn.
Oh, my goodness. It's 7:36.
Really? I have 7:38. Aren't you a little slow?
Seems to me you're a little slow, Dennis.
Yeah, I guess I'd better get upstairs and get to work. Well, goodbye, all.
Oh, don't say goodbye, my boy. Perhaps we'll meet again one night around a Ouija board.
Yeah, well, off to work. I gotta finish that story if I ever want to win that trip to Florida.
Story?
What story?
What are you talking about?
I thought you knew. My story, Last Will and Testament.
You mean you're not going to die tonight?
Die? Me? Of course I'm not going to die tonight.
That's the lowest trick I ever heard of.
But I don't understand. What?
Yes, what is all this anyway?
Well, don't you see? When we read your story, we thought tonight was to be your last night on Earth.
Oh, gosh, no.
I wouldn't say that.
Mrs. Anderson, wait, please. Mrs. Anderson, keep away from me.
What's this?
Mother!
Come here, you!
Mrs. Anderson, please! No! 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 Of the many services provided by the Veterans Administration, there is one that is all important: medical care. Health must come first, and among the VA services, it does come first. Now, I think you veterans will be interested in knowing about who can get this excellent medical service. First priority is given naturally to emergency cases. In real emergencies, any veteran will be given prompt treatment in a VA hospital. Next on the list are veterans who were disabled while in service. You veterans who are not disabled in the service can also get care and treatment in VA hospitals, but you'll have to state that you cannot afford private hospitalization and wait until there is a bed available. But whatever your status may be, here's something you can bank on. When you enter a VA hospital, you are getting the best in medical service obtainable. After your health is okay, you'll find the VA willing and eager to help you with the many other services provided for you by Congress. Wisely used, they'll help smooth your way toward self-reliant and profitable citizenship.
Here's the veterans' tribute from Dennis Day with Sharon Douglas, B. Benaderet, and Dink Trout, who, with their sponsors and the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station, have donated their services and time to the Veterans Administration as a public service. Tune in again for another star-studded Here's the Veterans show. And veterans, for advice and help with your insurance, education, loans, medical care, and other benefits, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. Remember, a well-adjusted veteran means a happier and more prosperous America. This is Vern Smith speaking. And now a word from your local announcer.